Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. You got so much, so much, so much.
By the way, Gator back on. I'm not letting the mob dictate what I do in here, Ken Laird.
Why'd you put it back on?
Huh?
Why'd you go back on with it?
Because it's just my habit. I've been wearing this thing for 14 months, and it feels best around my neck. I'm not letting the mob tell me what I have to do.
You do what you want, Greg. You do what you want.
Right?
It's all about looking good, though.
It is tournament.
You look better with it off.
All right, I'll take it off again. It's Tournament of Champions week, and Brittany has been here. An eventful morning. Mm-hmm. By the way, Wiggy, several texters would like you to know that the weird taste in gingerbread is the ginger. Yeah. They wanted to inform you because you said
I don't like cinnamon and ginger don't go together.
I think they do. I mean, gingerbread is really been very popular since the dawn of time.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of gingerbread cookies.
Yeah,
nah, I do like the white chocolate macadamia.
Really?
Yes,
I would not have guessed that.
I like, and the ones at Subway. I really don't eat Subway sandwiches, but the cookies that they have there, the white chocolate macadamia, That's like, you know, I would put that up there as one of my top five cookies.
Can we have the full list?
Obviously, chocolate chip.
Yep.
Second would probably be peanut butter.
Ooh.
I do love peanut butter cookies.
Yes.
What about oatmeal raisin? That's a tough one. I feel like that's hit or miss.
No. Ooh. I love the Nestle. Is it Nestle Toll House?
Yeah.
Nestle Toll House.
What about a good pecan sandy?
Hold on. Let me get to it. Number one on my list, I'm sorry. I messed up, is the Girl Scout Cookie Delights. The caramel, chocolate, what are those called?
Cookies.
No, Ken, come on. Oh, your daughter's
any Girl Scout cookie is good, though.
No, it's the Caramel Delight. It's called the Caramel Delight. And then it's the chocolate cookie with the chocolate bottom and then the little lines on it, the Nestle Toll House. I forget what it's called, but it's very good.
This is Ron. Hello, Ron.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening, Ron?
I was wondering if Brittany thought of trying something where she didn't talk as much, like maybe being a stripper.
Oh, my God. Grace,
what? Whoa.
Ron, get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, come
no,
on.
No,
come on.
No, no.
Get out of here.
Unless it's at somebody's birthday party, maybe.
Really?
Whoa. If it's a close friend of mine, I mean, I wouldn't get fully naked, of course.
Yeah.
But what, I feel like if it's for one of my best friend's birthday parties and they're like, yo, we want you to just show up, have a good time, and I have like a swimsuit underneath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's my best friend's bachelorette party, dude, I'm down.
Of but course.
The problem.
You got to have fun.
Not fully nude.
No. I've never even sent a guy a full nude photo before in my life. So there's no way I'm going to be stripping fully nude.
Never? Let's not get stripped.
Ryan Bell is missing out.
What about Ryan?
You know somebody's missing out.
Yeah, doesn't Ryan say, hey, shoot me a pic? Shoot me a nude?
He never has, and him and I have had that talk before, too, where everything can get leaked on social media so easily with our careers. We don't want that out there.
Okay. But let's not take a shot at strippers.
Plus, he sees me in person, so whatever.
They're entertainers.
Yeah.
They're exotic dancers, entertainers. Some of them are very talented. They're gonna, I believe the Olympics is going to do pole dancing as an Olympic event. So let's just not say, oh, you know, be a, like, no, like, that's a good career path nowadays.
It's actually a good workout. I've seen people literally do pole dancing as a workout. You think about all the upper body strength you need to have, climbing that pole, twisting around like a boss. Like, you need to have upper body strength.
And my wife says you got to have that good thigh meat.
You got to have good thigh meat.
Hold on to the pole.
Now, I will say, I doubt, I seriously doubt any of the other cookie cutter candidates would strip at their friends' birthday parties.
Hell,
or
no.
Bachelorette parties.
Spaz would.
I highly doubt that they would.
Tangway would.
Oh, my God.
You think Tangway would?
Yes.
That I know Kendra would be with me.
That should be the podcast. Tangway and Spaz Teach Radio.
Is this stripper music, Ken?
It's stripper music.
And by the way, Wiggy, I don't see this as an official Olympic sport quite yet.
Maybe next year. But there's been talk about it.
The U.S. Pole Sports Federation is working on it.
So let me ask Ken or Curtis or both of you guys. If you guys had to strip for one night, what would be the song that you would come out to and the song you would dance to? I haven't asked them a question yet. What song would you guys dance to if you had a strip?
Well, that would never happen. Because people there would want to have a good time. But if I had to, I'd probably dance to OMC How Bizarre.
I mean, that's actually a great question.
Oh, How Bizarre. How Bizarre. That one?
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. That's like an old school 90s song, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
Is that what you think it
would
be?
You're making me crazy. Is that it?
That's, yep.
Every time I look around.
Do you want to
thought it was I was blinded by the light.
Do you want to hear mine? Are you ready? Right.
Shoot.
Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my gator. Love. Love's going to leave.
The gator comes off last.
Right. It comes off last. No, Greg. All you're going to wear is just the gator.
That's it? I don't think it would cover things.
It's like a banana hammock.
All right. How did this happen? Where did this start? What do they say? What's the meme? Here's how it started.
And here's how it's going.
You with the gator on your head.
The after has bath salts.
Yes. Can we please, Jake, if you only one of your last things before you leave is please do a Brittany, here's how it started and here's how it's going. And it'd just be me with the gator covering my entire head.
Well, it's showing that Britt is willing to do whatever for her good friends and the show. I think that's one thing that I really like Spaz a lot is because the guy seems like he'll do anything.
Of course.
And Britt seems like she's kind of in that category where maybe she's saying some other people wouldn't necessarily do that.
You are probably right about that without saying it, without saying any particular names.
No, yeah, I ain't saying no names.
Right. Don't calling people a gingerbread cookie.
Right. This is Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Lewis?
So I got two things. First, I want to tell Brittany she's my top candidate. She's my favorite. So just keep being yourself. Keep doing what you're doing, and I think you're doing great.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Second, I want to ask Wiggy. So I'm big into sports gambling and stuff like that. So I want to ask Wiggy. I'm pretty sure the Vegas odds are 9 wins for the Pats. So what is at work here? And we work down in the office. Me and my buddies came up with. Two of us came up with 11 wins, and another one, he's a Broncos fan, he gave us 7 wins. So I want to know what Wiggy's thinking.
I would go
that.
Over 9
and
wins.
Curtis.
I would take the over on Patriots wins.
Without any, nothing different at the quarterback position.
Not, Cam Newton at the quarterback position. I actually wrote that down, and I have to go back to
my notes. But let's say Bill does not draft a quarterback.
Yep.
You're suggesting they are at least 2 wins better.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think. Yeah, definitely.
Based on what he did free agency wise.
I think based on what he did free agency wise.
And then you're going to say based on Cam getting a weird COVID season under his belt.
Right. You get your main leader for your front seven, Dante Hightower, back. That's basically the quarterback of your front seven. You're getting him back. You added pieces on that defensive front seven. We already know about what's the linebacker's name? Matt Judon. You added the other pieces that you bring back Lawrence Guy. You get the kid from Miami, the defensive tackle.
Gotcha.
Yep. So you look at just defensively, you're better. Offensively, we already know what they did on the offensive side of the football. James White is back. Mm-hmm. We know they can run. And you beefed up your offensive line with the addition of Trent Brown.
Curtis, what do you think? No. Bill does not draft a quarterback, doesn't end up getting Garoppolo, somehow, anybody else. It's Cam Newton and what he did in the offseason. What do you think they end up with win-wise?
I think Bill Belichick is on a mission this year. The defense is loaded. You didn't even mention Van Noy, who's a huge guy that's back. They still have Gilmore. They still have J.C. Jackson. The McCourties are still here. Hightower's a huge ad. I think the Patriots this year will go 10-7.
Doing nothing else. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I'll take Bill with, listen, do I hope he pulls something out of the hat with regard to the quarterback position that gives you another option? Yes, absolutely. But who he brought in, who he is with Cam Newton.
Right.
I think it's a completely different season. I think it's a 10-win season.
Yeah, the devil works hard, but Bill Belichick works harder.
Right? The only concern is, and I'm not saying this in any way, that I'm hoping for it. Obviously, I'm not, because I love Cam Newton on the show. But if Cam goes down, because that can happen to guys that have been injury-prone in the past, their quarterback is Jarrett effing Stidham.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you're saying no injuries, and if you look at their schedule...
But they have to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, no,
nope.
I know.
Jimmy G.
I understand that point, but we're just saying...
By the way, I think it's 10-7, right? There's 17 games this season.
Yeah, 10-7.
That's what I said.
But,
oh, did you say?
Yeah,
okay.
He said that. But based on their schedule...
I might have said 10-6.
When you look at the toughest games on their schedule, in my opinion, are going to be the Buccaneers game, and it's probably going to be your two Buffalo games and Tennessee. When you look at it, and maybe you could throw... Cleveland's always a roll of the dice. But other than that, all these other games are very winnable when you kind of look at their schedule. Very winnable game. So, yeah, I think 10-7. And who's the game that they picked up? Was it the
Cowboys?
Cowboys. Yeah. So maybe even could go 11-6.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
How you doing today?
What's up, Brian?
Good. I might be a little behind because I was listening on
the app, the Odyssey app.
Online.
Or streaming, and, yep.
Yeah, I was talking about the stripper song.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
what's your stripper song? We need to know what your stripper song is.
I didn't know the name of the person, but I think Curtis should do the Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice.
Oh, perfect.
Jeez. What do you make of Snoop Dogg essentially acknowledging in his new song that he and President Obama smoked weed together?
Oh, Snoop smokes with everybody.
Is that an issue for you?
No.
I mean, is that an issue in this country at this point?
No.
With the President of the United States smoking weed with...
Are you still living in a world where it's like, oh my God, he's smoking weed?
There may be some people
who are. Come on.
No?
Seriously?
Yeah, Sununu.
You don't do that.
Trying to make the Sununu pot thing.
Well, it's a big thing. They build themselves as the live free and die state, anything goes state, but you can't smoke weed freely there.
No. Florida is the anything goes state. They're the live free or die state.
Okay, is it living free if you can't light up a joint in New Hampshire?
No, it ain't. I'm with you.
That's
Karen,
a good
on that
point.
One.
That's a good point.
Thank you very much, Britt.
I mean, it's that you have people setting off TNT in a excavation area to celebrate the their baby's gender. I mean, I think it's pretty much the live free or die state.
We need to get Brittany's lifestyle thoughts on the gender reveal party.
Yes. How do you feel about those? Did you see what happened in New Hampshire?
I did not see what happened in New Hampshire. So if you guys want to talk about that first and then I'll answer, you can.
I can?
If you want to, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to.
Let's go, Greg.
Here's what
for the listeners that don't know, and then I'll give my take.
Here's what happened. There was a giant explosion in New Hampshire on Tuesday night. People were calling the authorities. They thought there was an earthquake. They thought a building had exploded. Turns out it was a couple New Hampshireites who were doing a gender reveal party using explosives. Very dangerous.
With, like, fireworks?
Explosives. You know, gender reveal parties.
There may have been fireworks too, but
these
were explosives.
Yeah.
First off, I don't even know why you would be using explosives to reveal the gender of your baby. That's a little harsh and odd. I do like the whole idea of the gender reveal only because it brings together your family and friends to celebrate something positive in your life.
Right.
But if you're going to do something as stupid as setting off fireworks and people think that there's a freaking earthquake going on, you probably shouldn't even be having a kid. I mean, it makes me think, like, are you smart enough to be having a child?
Right.
If you are dumb enough to set off fireworks that close to your house.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Stupid.
So,
I don't know.
So it seems like she's not a big, you know.
Not a big gender reveal person.
Going extreme with the gender reveal.
Yeah, have a gender reveal, but don't get too extreme with it.
Now, would it be appropriate to ask your friend to strip at a gender reveal party?
Ooh, your bathing suit color would reveal the sex of the child.
Curtis, hit the nail on the head. One hundo, Curtis, if you want to walk out and like pop out of a birthday cake and wear the color of the gender, whether that's pink or blue.
And if you don't want to name that, if you don't want to talk about gender, you can just be yellow.
Right. You could be gender neutral.
Right. So you would pop out of the cake either the blue or the pink bikini or what have you.
Yep.
Right.
And dish cake out to everybody.
Right.
And then inside the cake,
there could be an exploding, it could be an exploding cake.
Could be an exploding cake with the frosting exploding everywhere, being the color of the gender of the baby.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. We're getting creative here this morning, guys.
That is creative.
Wait.
I guarantee somebody's going to try to.
Twitch is bringing this up. Do you have to bring gifts to a gender reveal party?
Yes.
You do.
That's why they do
like
it.
Isn't it like a baby shower?
Yeah,
it's like a second baby shower nowadays.
Oh, my God. No thanks.
Actually, funny comment based off of what Curtis and Ken are talking about back there. This year, my sister's pregnant. My best friend, like four or five of my best friends and my sister are pregnant. I literally texted my sister the other day because she goes.
Literally.
I know people are calling me out on that. Yeah. My sister texted me and goes, hey, did you see cousin Brianna's baby registry yet? And I go, no, why? And I was like, honestly, I think I need another freaking job just to pay for everybody's baby showers this year. These things are freaking expensive. It's like eight people having babies at once. Like, stop having babies. I can't afford this.
Just give money.
I can't afford it anymore.
What do they want?
Wait, she said you can't afford it. Wait, you said just give money.
Just give money.
But what do they want? Like cribs?
Exactly. So if you look at a baby.
Diaper genie.
A diaper genie, a crib, you name it. They have a freaking unicorn, Greg. You
a
name
magic
it, they
eight
have
ball.
It. A magic eight ball, a crystal ball, an airplane. It's all on there.
Why don't you do some Instagram like influencer deal and get yourself a diaper genie for free?
You could actually do that. If you're an influencer. Speaking of reality TV shows, if I have time to talk about it.
We have plenty of time.
Are you not getting bread from that thing that you're doing on social media?
So, yeah, whenever I make posts, a lot of the times you get free product and then you also get some type of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going back to what I was talking about people getting free things if you have a big following and if you're on TV, one of my favorite TV shows is it's called Miz and Mrs. It's Mike the Miz, who actually was on
The Wrestler.
The Wrestler.
Yeah,
and
he started
on
reality TV.
Yeah.
He has his own reality TV show with his wife, and they're both wrestlers. Or she used to be a wrestler. She might have retired because she's taking care of the family now. But long story short, just watched an episode the other day. It was an older episode. The whole episode was about how she could get her daughter's birthday to be under $500 by scamming these people into giving them free stuff. So what would have been like a $10,000 birthday ended up only costing her like $400 because she would walk in and be like, hey, guys, I'll do this post for you and 5 million people will see it. And they would just like hand her stuff for free like it's nothing.
Have you been tempted to make money doing OnlyFans?
Actually, funny if you guys want me to bring this up. OnlyFans literally reached out to me.
Oh, wow.
Sent me an email 5 weeks ago and I brought it up to my boyfriend. He was like, no, don't be doing that. They literally sent me an email.
Oh, jeez.
I swear. I got an email.
That's why his name is Dull.
Yep.
And I was like, I am not joining OnlyFans. Like, that is not what this is coming down to. Like,
well,
people are crazy.
They reached out to you. Wow, that's...
Wiggy, no, I swear.
That's impressive.
Wiggy said the other day, one of the main reasons why... I kid you not on this, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever got to it on the show, but one of the main reasons why he is in favor of college athletes being paid...
See, now you're twisting the words. Go ahead.
Well, what did you say?
I said that, and Mego and I were talking about this, people can use their social media to make money.
But what did you say about OnlyFans?
No, I didn't mean to talk about OnlyFans.
Yes, you did.
We said Instagram.
No, you said, Wiggy, you said cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders can do what
OnlyFans.
No, I didn't say OnlyFans.
Yes, you
fans.
Did. Oh,
I said,
want me to call Mego and ask her?
We can call Mego. I said, if they do bathing suit shoots, or like we were talking about Rihanna's Fenty line, you know who's actually doing it? Her name is Elizabeth Cambridge, I forget her name. She's a WNBA player. She's the first women's professional athlete that's doing like a sexy line of lingerie. And it's an opportunity for, especially when you can make money off of social media, you forget about it. You put up a bikini picture, you get 10,000 likes. A guy puts his shirt off with a six-pack ripping out of the back of his thing, he gets five likes. So why not utilize the gift that God has given you if you are an athlete in college and you're trying to make money?
Okay, but you want all the college cheerleaders to be
If they can make money doing it, why not?
I kind of agree with Wiggy in that sense where if you have a following, a lot of these professional athletes have their own brands, like we talked about earlier, the TB12, Jerry Rice, actually, again, I don't know if I can drop names of their brands.
Of course you can.
Jerry Rice has his own energy drink called Goat Fuel. It's like a lot of these people.
He ought to have a brand of rice.
He should have his own brand of rice. It would be very marketable.
Well,
Doug Flutie had Flutie Flakes. It's like at the end of the day, if you are marketable, you have a brand. Why not be able to
call
profit off of
sold
that?
Tomato sauce.
And
did he?
I don't know.
And if you're fortunate, because you see a lot of you see a lot of women. There's a golf woman who's doing it now. But you see a lot of women that are taking advantage of using their sexuality to get money, and they're using that on through Instagram. Yeah, some
their
of them
sex appeal, not their sexuality.
Their sex appeal. Some of them are using it. So why not, if you have the ability? Because you got a ton of followers, and maybe you are a college athlete, and you're putting up, you know, pictures of yourself. Why not get paid off of that anyways?
Yeah,
and
not?
We talked
Dale
about
Dale here.
And Mego was on board. It seems like Brittany would be on board.
I'm on board with it, and if you guys want to, you guys could all research this and Google it. It's a legit story that I popped up. Last night on, I believe it might have actually been in trending, it said that they did a poll in Massachusetts. More people would rather be having a verified Instagram account than have an actual college degree. Now, that's pretty shocking and scary, I swear.
Are you serious?
Channel 7, I wasn't going to shout them out, but Channel 7 actually threw that out.
Right.
Go Google it.
Because you can make more money.
I think I have this in my, I literally wrote it down in my notes as something interesting to talk about.
It's worth a Google.
Because a lot of people can make profit off of their social media, their YouTube channels.
Right. We talked about a woman.
Wiggy, you're right.
Who was the teacher? The woman was making $150,000 a month on OnlyFans, and they kicked her kids out of school for doing it.
Yep.
But if she's making that, and you go to Harvard, and you come out making $65,000?
There's a lady. There's a lady
I don't think
that makes
the average salary out of Harvard.
Well, I'm just. What do you think the average salary is?
$200K.
There's a woman on OnlyFans that makes like $50,000 a month acting as a dog. Have you guys seen that story?
No.
This lady acts like a dog. She crawls around on all fours. She gets fed treats when she goes out to dinner, wears a collar. It's literally bizarre. Mm-hmm. It's a true story.
And yeah. But Greg, we just
Is that me?
No.
That's Wiggy's DMX.
You had the lead of bad. You had the lead of Bad Baby, who Danielle Brigaloni, whatever her last name is. She made $1 million.
Yeah.
In what, 6 hours?
Yeah. Oh, is that Bad Baby?
Yeah.
I saw that story too. That's how sick people are. People are waiting around for that girl to turn 18 to join her OnlyFans. That's how you know people are screwed up.
Right.
Like, what sick person is like, I can't wait for this girl to turn 18 so I can join her OnlyFans, and this girl becomes like an instant millionaire overnight. Like, what?
Overnight in 6 hours.
Literally in 6 hours, because she was on, what's that, the dude?
Dr. Phil.
That was like the bald-headed dude.
Dr. Phil!
All because of Dr. Phil! She should be giving Dr. Phil royalties.
A bald-headed dude. Hey, what about Paige Spiranak?
Who's that?
That's not how you say her last
How do you say her name?
It's okay.
How do you say it?
That lady.
How do you say it?
Spriniak.
You sure?
Yep.
No, I
just made it up.
So she's a golfer, and the PGA Tour has done this $40 million bonus program if you're a golfer who moves the needle when it comes to social media
and
interest in golf. She wants to be paid because she's not a professional golfer. She's a smoke who golfs.
Right.
Oh, is this Paige? Are you talking about Paige?
Yeah, Paige, yeah.
I follow her. She's super hot.
Yeah.
She always has her boobs out in every shot, Greg.
I know.
She's known for, like, her boobs just being out.
I know.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to talk about her nice boobs.
I know.
Continue.
And that's why she wants the $40 million, right?
Yes.
Big boobs.
I feel like I just ran a marathon. I feel totally drained.
So if you have certain assets that can make money, and you don't have to get extreme with it, but take, like, this girl, Paige Spiraniak, right? I saw
Boob
this.
Watch.
I saw this on Black yeah. Sports Online. Yeah. She wants $40 million.
Right.
I have boobs. Sorry.
Yeah, she wants $40 million.
And she probably does move the needle. Right.
And she moved the needle. Look who's following her. You're probably right. not a golf fan.
I'm not.
But you, but you follow her. She got you into golf.
Exactly.
Because of her boobs.
You'll follow those boobs to the end of the earth.
You got to follow the boobs to the end of the earth. If somebody has a nice rack, and especially if they're natural, you got to give it to them.
And I don't see any poll anywhere on WHDH, Brittany, that has anything to do with what you just talked about.
No,
there's only
true.
One poll. It's
no,
like
they literally put out, they put out a story. I might have actually screenshotted it. I'm going to pull it up after the show. But that was one of my stories that I wanted to talk about. Oh, right here. I have it right here. I screenshotted it. I'm calling you out.
Boom.
A shocking number of Massachusetts residents would rather have a verified Instagram account than college degree, according to findings from a new survey. Mm. Shocking number of Mass residents would rather have verified Instagram accounts. Right
That's
here.
That's kind
of
sad.
Twitch, look, I'm not lying.
It okay. Is. You're right.
Oh, I called you out. This is how we do it.
Okay.
I came prepared. I got the screenshots. Woo!
Speaking of boobs, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, tremendous.
Yeah, this has been my favorite hour so far because I'm getting more comfortable.
See, that's it.
You're like, we're still on. This is the best part. Come back.
This has been, she was saying, it's been her favorite hour because right. you're getting more comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I didn't even realize we were on
the
air.
The red light.
Yeah.
The red light. I'll let you continue. But I'm saying this has been my favorite hour so far because I'm getting more comfortable as we go and
right.
feeling the vibe and
like
the
Cam
energy.
Newton, the second year.
Right. If we,
there you
only,
go.
If we only had another 4 hours.
I don't know if you guys can handle me for 8 hours a day.
Or a full week. Brittany, week.
Try maybe you can.
Maybe. Who knows? Uh-huh. For a free estimate, call Arch Painting today. 1-844-ARCH-PAINTING. Visit them online, archpainting.com. Download their app and get a free FREE quote. Wiggy, I found your Charlie Weiss audio.
Thank you.
Because I want to deliver for you. It's not really trending right now, but
appreciate it.
Weiss on why Cam will be better in 2021.
Is it not looking very good because he's no good? Or is it he's got limited players playing around him? If he's back there next year, it's going to be better than it was this year, regardless of what anyone else thinks, because it's going to be a year that's already under your belt where all that knowledge was gained back and forth about strengths and weaknesses of the player and what he can do within that system.
There you go.
And that's Tom Brady's former coach. I think I would rather listen to him than Rodney Harrison when it comes to the talk about the quarterback play.
NFL draft 6 days away. Red Sox lose last night. Celtics and Bruins win. The Celtics game was the marquee one going into the night. Do you take anything away from it because Phoenix was out of gas? End of a road trip and back-to-back nights.
I don't. I'm with you on that one, Greg.
No, I don't. It's a good win.
Kemba Walker certainly a factor, 19 points in the first half, 32 on the night, and Devin Booker held to 15. They're a better defensive team now. You think they're just trying harder, or is like Stevens coaching better? Since that tape, but it goes back to Perk. God, I was right
I
on the money.
It does.
It
really does. Whatever he said got inside Jason Tatum's head, and I think he is being more of a leader internally on that team. I don't know.
But Tatum didn't play that well last night. It was Kemba.
Did he play well when he was dueling Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Yes.
What sucks is they should be better than they are in the standings right now. This season already has hurt them. If they finish in the 4 spot, I guess, you know, they'll have a round one win, but they cannot finish like 6th or something like that and have to play Milwaukee in the first round.
Would you rather have Steph Curry for the next 3 years or Jason Tatum for the next 3 years?
Ooh. Steph Curry all day, man.
Really?
All day. All day long.
He's getting up there. I mean,
he's only 32 years old.
I think 31.
31 years old. And the way he plays from long range. So it's not like his body's going to take that much of a beating. He's not going to the hole a ton. He's not a big man. Steph Curry all day. I mean, I like Jason Tatum, but talking about one of the top 5 players in the league.
Kyrie tonight. Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, 7:30 tip. Bruins and the Sabres, one more at 7 o'clock tonight after a 5-1 win last night. Bees have won 6 in a row. They are rolling, and Pavetta's no-hitter ended in the 6th, and then the Red Sox blew the lead. They lose in 10 innings, 7-3. 7:10 first pitch tonight with Martin Perez on the mound on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And time for the weather. Curtis, you ready?
Oh, man.
The Exogen weather forecast, and he's not ready.
It is
45 degrees in Boston.
Hey, Brittany, even a radio professional can have a microphone problem. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Who says and even the radio professional needs to look at his phone for facts and stats. So it's not just me, people. But I love you, Curtis. I love you. You and Wiggy were going to bat for me. For three weeks straight.
I officially renege any good thing I ever said about you. 37 degrees, it feels like, in Boston. The afternoon's going to be a high of 55. Enjoy your final 27 minutes on WEI, Brittany.
Oh, jeez. Might have another week. Weather brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? They've got your huge selection of TimberTech products, a low-maintenance alternative to wood. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck, cclco.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Well, it's Tournament of Champions Week, and we're wrapping up with this week and Brittany Baldessari, who has just another 20 minutes left or so. Now, you brought something to the table today, not just your Hakuna Matata hats for Curtis and Ken.
Thank you again, Brittany. I love it.
You guys look great in them, by the way. They've been rocking them basically the whole show.
Ken has.
But you also booked a guest for the show today?
I did. So
okay.
Do you want me to introduce her?
No, you can go ahead. This is your thing. And by the way, Wiggy loves reality TV.
Yeah, I'm a big reality TV fan.
And I heard Keith loves reality TV.
Rich does too.
Mm-hmm.
So who is your guest that you brought to the show? This is an important part of being on the show, is being able to bring a guest. Because, you know, Curtis can't get anybody. But go ahead, yes?
So Cara Maria is
I know Cara Maria.
Greg knows her.
Okay.
You guys have a history. I know you guys used to work together back in the day. And the reason for that is Cara is actually from the Methuen area, Methuen-Lawrence, Massachusetts area.
Yeah.
I've known her for a very long time. She's such a sweetheart. She's arguably one of the best female competitors to ever compete on MTV's The Challenge. Such a badass.
You guys were on a show together?
We did not compete together, but I will say this much. On my rookie season, Cara hit me up right away and goes, Britt, you absolutely killed it. Like, props to a Boston girl. You did such a good job. So her and I have been friends for a while. We never got to compete together or against each other. But if I ever had to pick a female challenge partner, she would be my partner day.
Whoa. Wow. Hi, Cara Maria.
Oh, am I here? Hello, Greg. Hi, everybody. Good morning.
So, you know, Brittany is auditioning here. And you know her well.
How's she doing?
I'm sure you can tell us some things about her that might convince us that she's the one.
I absolutely think that Brittany is perfect for this. I think she's got the personality. I think she's got the sports knowledge. She can definitely hang with the boys. And I know Danielle, that's my girl. So if I was going to have anyone have to sit in that precious seat, then I would definitely, I'm vouching for Brittany over here. So,
Wow. Seems like high praises for her.
Yeah.
Well, on the challenge, you're on the challenge show. Like, do you guys like do alliances and things like that? Or is it because, you know, when you watch those shows, sometimes it's about the friendships and relationships you can build to take down other people?
Absolutely. And is that what I'm doing right here? Yes, I am.
She's on my alliance. Go, Cara. Yeah.
I am in the alliance, but I wouldn't steer you wrong. So, I wouldn't make an alliance with someone that's not going to help you win. So,
okay. Wiggy is big into reality TV. I can't believe you never watched The Challenge.
I never got into The Challenge. I like more of the ratchet love and hip hop Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm watching Jocelyn Hernandez Cabaret. Yeah. So I like more of the ratchet, but I used to watch like the Jersey Shore.
Well, Cara Maria is really good. I mean, she's really good.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her. She's jacked up. Yeah, I'm like, man,
she is.
It's like you should be wrestling or something. Wrestling.
I'm changed. Greg saw me back when I think I was 19 years old when I first came into the studio.
Yeah, she did
like
you
like just a little innocent little 19 year old girl.
Did you intern for the show?
I think that I did actually for a minute.
Right.
And then you were in the calendar when we used to do the calendar back in the day. And then
I've met a lot of good people through WAF, like back in the day. And then my best friend Millen, still best friends to this day. If I ever get married, he's going to be my he's going to be my best man. He was dating your first cover girl, Robin.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think if you can make it in reality TV like Brittany has done, then you could probably make it
anywhere.
You can make it in radio.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she can hang for sure.
All right. Give me an update on, like, what are you guys, still doing? The challenge is still on and stuff, right?
The challenge is still on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let Kara take it away because she's actually considered a veteran.
She is.
I think, you know, I did about 14 seasons with them. I did like a bunch of off shows, you know, and I think they're moving definitely in a new direction. So I haven't really been able to catch an episode since I haven't been on it because I've been busy. But so there's that. And then, yeah, I've been moving into photography. So now instead of being in the calendar, I could take the pictures for any future calendars should you decide to do them again, unless print is dead. That's I don't awesome. Know.
I'd love to be in a calendar, Greg. We could do the Men of the Greg Hill Show. Oh, no, we'll do it one better. The Men of WEEI.
Or just Ken and Curtis. What a calendar that would be.
I don't think so.
Okay. There's a lot of guys, Ken, around
I'm not
here.
Feeling that.
New Why? Feeling leap year.
I'm not feeling
that. I think it's a great idea.
All right. Well, listen, it's great to talk to you. And this is points for Brittany because she brought a guest to the program. So...
thank you, Kara, for waking up a little bit early and starting your workout a little bit later for me. You rock. Boston strong all the way, baby.
Yeah, good luck, Brittany. Crush it. I'm proud of you. Right.
Thank you, Kara.
My girl, Greg.
And come in, hang in the studio someday. It's been forever.
All right, I sure will. I'll see you when I head out to Boston again. I'm in Montana now, and it's snowing, so...
Be careful that bear video that we were talking about the other day of the bear chasing the mountain biker was from Montana. So be careful out there.
I heard about that. I'm hoping that the mountain biker was from California.
Oh,
the bear was just cleansing.
Shots
Montana.
Fired. Boop. All right, Cara Maria. Thank you. There you go. I can't believe Rich didn't come in and ask a question of a reality television superstar.
14 seasons, man.
14 seasons.
Get paid. I hope she got some bread for doing all those.
I think they get some bread.
Yeah, so doing. Yeah.
I don't know. What did you get? Did you get paid a lot for doing your MTV stuff?
So it's very interesting. I don't know the exact figures, but me as a rookie, I didn't make that much. Mm-hmm. I made, I believe, and again, keep in mind this was like 7 years ago. I made about $1,000 a week.
Oh, you're bad.
But every time you go back, they like the veteran status, you make more and more and more. Okay. So some people might make $8,000 just to show up.
Wow.
Some people might make $10,000 a week. Like the veterans that have been on forever, like CT, Johnny Bananas. Cara Maria. I don't know what type of money she makes, but I know she has made decent money because she's won a couple of challenges. Mm. One of the seasons she won, actually, I believe she came in first place. Again, this was somewhat years ago, and she's probably going to slap me if I get this wrong. But her and Jamie Banks, who are also, he's also from the Massachusetts area. Mm. It was a season called Bloodlines where you had to take on your family member to compete with you. And her cousin Jamie performed very well, like outperformed everybody.
All right.
I like Johnny Bananas.
We have one.
Oh, this is
we have one. We have one break left. Several final moments where we will hear what you have thought of your experience this morning, what everybody else has thought, so we'll be right back with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.